Unit 15. English Recitation Practice and Analysis.
英语朗诵实践与解析。
Passage 1.
The Special You. One day, a teacher asked her students to list the names of the other students in the room on 2 sheets of paper, leaving a space between each name. Then she told them to think of the nicest thing they could say about each of their classmates and write it down. It took the remainder of the class period to finish their assignment, and as the students left the room, each one handed in the papers. That Saturday, the teacher wrote down the name of each student on a separate sheet of paper and listed what everyone else had said about that individual. On Monday, she gave each student his or her list. Before long, the entire class was smiling. "Really?" she heard whispered. "I never knew that I meant anything to anyone. And I didn't know others liked me so much," were most of the comments. No one ever mentioned those papers in class again. She never knew if they discussed them after class or with their parents, but it didn't matter. The exercise had accomplished its purpose. The students were happy with themselves and one another. That group of students moved on. Several years later, one of the students was killed in Vietnam, and his teacher attended the funeral of that special student. She had never seen a serviceman in a military coffin before. He looked so handsome, so mature. The church was packed with his friends. One by one, those who loved him took a last walk by the coffin. The teacher was the last one to bless the coffin. As she stood there, one of the soldiers who acted as pallbearer came up to her. "Were you Mark's math teacher?" he asked. She nodded, "Yes." Then he said, "Mark talked about you a lot." After the funeral, most of Mark's former classmates went together to a luncheon. Mark's mother and father were there, obviously waiting to speak with his teacher. "We want to show you something," his father said, taking a wallet out of his pocket. "They found this on Mark when he was killed. We thought you might recognize it." Opening the billfold, he carefully removed 2 worn pieces of notebook paper that had obviously been taped, folded, and refolded many times. The teacher knew without looking that the papers were the ones on which she had listed all the good things each of Mark's classmates had said about him. "Thank you so much for doing that," Mark's mother said. As you can see, Mark treasured it. All of Mark's former classmates started to gather around. Charlie smiled rather sheepishly and said, "I still have my list. It's in the top drawer of my desk at home." Chuck's wife said, "Chuck asked me to put his in our wedding album." "I have mine too," Marilyn said. "It's in my diary." Then Vicky, another classmate, reached into her pocketbook, took out her wallet and showed her worn and frazzled list to the group. "I carry this with me at all times," Vicky said, and without batting an eyelash, she continued, "I think we all saved our lists." That's when the teacher finally sat down and cried. She cried for Mark and for all his friends who would never see him again. The density of people in society is so thick that we forget that life will end one day. And we don't know when that one day will be. So please tell the people you love and care for that they are special and important. Tell them before it is too late. Passage 2.
Alan's fear. Alan does not like high places. Alan would never climb a ladder. No way! Alan would never even try to slide. Too scary! Alan would never jump off a diving board. Not me! Alan would never climb a tall tree. Oh, wait a minute! What's that? Alan's kitty is up in the tree. It is not a very tall tree, but it looks tall to Alan.
I cannot leave my kitty in the tree.
But how will Alan get his kitty down? Alan calls for someone to help get his kitty.
Help! Please get my kitty down!
No one answers. There is no one around to help. Alan begins to cry. Then his dad comes outside. Why are you crying?
Dad, my kitty is up in the tree, but I cannot get him down.
Let me help you get it down. Slowly and carefully, he helps Alan climb onto his shoulder. Are you still scared?
No.
Alan reaches for his kitty. Alan grabs the kitty and holds him close.
Don't worry, I will get you down. Now you are safe again. Thank you, Dad.
Alan looks up at the tall tree again.
That tree is not as tall now.